Blog Talk Radio.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know.
All right. Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're having a great Sunday already. This is D Love, and I'm with Real Talk One-on-One with you. Most of you guys are familiar with the show. I'm supposed to have a guest come on and just help shed some light on our topic today. He's calling in from India, so I'm not sure why he's not on yet, but we're going to go ahead and start with the show right now. Today is called Breakup Warrior, How to Become a Breakup Warrior Without Having a Breakdown. So, okay, you got dumped and you don't know what to do. All those emotions and the memories are just circling back and forth in your mind on how you would just move forward living the single life. Or maybe you consider yourself a pro at breaking up. You know, I would like to consider myself a pro, you know. However, the story goes, you've got to get back into a new way of living your life, right? Well, let me just ask you these few questions here. Do you find yourself on the verge of a breakdown due to a breakup? Are you always stalking the one who broke up with you? Or are you pining day in and day out over the one you consider to be your soulmate? Or would you like some advice on how to get over the man or the woman who broke your heart? How would you like to become a breakup warrior? Well, pine no more, y'all. I've got some bona fide nuggets I think that can help put you back on top of the game of love and never again be sick over a lost one. So call your friends up, tune into the show. Look like we've got a caller on the air. Thank you for calling, Air. You are my first caller, and you will certainly be getting our real rap pack today. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. I think you're on there, but we're going to go ahead and start the show. Let's see here. All right. So basically, guys, I'm not going to tarry with this. I'm just going to just move right into this program here. So hold on 1 second, guys. All right. Look like he's trying to come on. I'm not sure why we're having a connection like this, but I'm going to go ahead and move forward. So if you want to become a breakup warrior and you want to get back to just finding yourself, number one, pray, pray, and pray. I can't stress this enough. Why? Why do we want to pray? Because in life, we will face lots of challenges that will require a deep and consistent prayer regimen to help us navigate the unfortunate events of life that we have no control over. The fact is, guys, we were born in a fallen world and will die in a fallen world. So anything that happens to us during the interim of life, only our Creator, only God, provide us with the relief and the counsel we need to get through anything life throws our way. Plus, what I like about going to the Word when I'm going through some things is that there is always a verse, a parable, or a psalm that will no doubt speak to our heart and even our situation that we can take from to help us move forward in healing. In healing our heart, healing ourselves, we can certainly do that. We can go to God and we can say, hey, you know what? Lord, this is what I'm going through. This is help me to get through this. Just help me to get through this situation. Okay. Number two. You want to think out loud. That's right. Think out loud. Just, yes, focus on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay? When I say that, think out loud or focus on the good, the bad, and the ugly, you want to think about the good times. This will allow you to think good thoughts about the relationship and why the relationship was great in the beginning. And it's funny that I'm actually on this topic today because, you know, I just learned, that a good friend of mine, passed away last year. I had no idea. You know, we dated for a while, but we were able to remain friends. And so my heart is a little hardened right now. But when we, when we went through those issues and everything, you know, I would always, or when we would break up off and on, I would often think about the good times because, you know, thinking about the good times, it helped me to just not feel like everything was all bad. So thinking about the good times will allow you to think good thoughts about the relationship and why the relationship was great in the beginning. So like by focusing on the bad in the relationship will solidify why the breakup was probably a good thing and why it's not such a bad idea that the relationship is over. So number two, I challenge you to think out loud. Yes, focus on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thinking about the good times will allow you to think good thoughts about the relationship and why the relationship was great in the beginning. B, focus on the bad in the relationship will solidify why the breakup was probably a good thing and why it's not such a bad idea that the relationship is over. And C, the ugly. While analyzing the ugly, this will help you to not make the same mistake again when choosing a mate or to start dating again. You see what I'm saying? So if you want to be a breakup warrior, you have to be able to break into those emotions and not try to repress those feelings, because doing so will only just, you know, you're going to cause a lot of stress in your life, okay? All right, let's move on to number three. After all the emotions have settled, there will still be salty moments. So you must find something to do with all the free time on your hand. When I went through periods of breakups in my life, I would find the best romance movie I could find and watch it. Okay? I mean, yes, I actually love romance flicks because I like to see the one who breaks up come crawl, you know, the one who breaks up with you. I like to see them at the end, you know, come crawling back when the person they broke up with you for doesn't work out. Y'all know where I'm going with that, right? You know how they think the grass is greener sometimes, and then they turn around and they find out that, she wasn't so bad after all. He wasn't so bad after all. Right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The grass is never greener on the other side and will always require more maintenance than the one that got abandoned. That's right. So more than not, y'all, this actually happens in real life. And many times it's too late because the person who got hurt has been blessed to find someone else or has realized that life is not so bad being single after all. But just putting on, say, like an uplifting movie or even watching a comedy flick that can just make you laugh will do wonders for a broken heart. The key to this challenge, guys, is to bring some laughter and hope to your life, at least for the time being, because you're going to go through that roller coaster. You're going to go through some pain. You're going to go through a lot. Okay. So this just kind of help you move through the monotony of breaking up. Yep, you know it, what they say. You got to fake it before you make it. You remember what Vivica A. Fox say, you know, keep your damn ass busy in, what's that movie? Two Can Play That Game. I love that movie. Two Can Play That Game. So basically, number three is pretty much saying work through your emotions, okay? Find something that's going to bring some sort of light to your life that's going to help you to not focus on the breakup, if you will. I'm trying to help you guys become a breakup warrior because, see, I'm a breakup warrior. Don't get me wrong. I have had my moments of crying and asking why. And there was a few times I may have called and said, hey, you know, and we're going to get, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself on this topic. In terms of, we're going to move to that topic next. All right. Number four, stay busy, busy, busy. Realize that the best revenge is success, especially after being dumped now. So if you want to make your ex regret that he left or she left you, then you must become better and not bitter. That's right. You got to become better and not bitter. Because when you become better, you don't have the energy or the mindset to stay bitter because you are now starting to live your best life. As it should be. And as I always say, happy people are good people, meaning that you are moving toward a happy space in your life. Okay? You're moving toward that happy space where as you can find peace with being single. Once you get to the place where you are at peace and done with all the unnecessary drama that was causing you to be stressed out and your hair falling out, you know, you're losing weight, you will begin to realize that maybe this was a blessing in disguise after all. Take note, when we get stressed out, our whole body reacts and starts to release the cortisol, which stimulates our fight and flight system. And the next thing you know, We're all on edge. And I don't have to say no more about what that feels like. Y'all know it sucks. Y'all know it sucks because you're just stressed. You're angry. You're sad, you know, because you've been with this person. You know, maybe it's been 2 years, 3 years. Maybe it was a short-lived relationship and you thought that you really had someone in your life that actually was there for you. So you want to find that happy space in your life, that happy place, if you will, you know. And so number four, stay busy. Keep yourself busy. Realize that the best revenge is success after being dumped. I know for me it is. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, because if someone doesn't recognize your worth and what you mean to them, then obviously they don't deserve you. And like I said, when we get stressed, our whole body reacts and starts to release the cortisol, which stimulates our fight and our flight system, and then we're all on edge. So basically, I always advise people, find something that you've always wanted to do, like start a blog, like I did, write a book, volunteer your time to helping others, perhaps start a business. Whatever it is you've always aspired to do, just do it. And watch how things starts to precariously turn around for the better. So basically, that is at least number four on how to become a breakup warrior. Okay, so y'all know me. My call, I don't know why he is not able to get through. I keep trying to get it. I don't know why, but we're going to continue. It's kind of unfortunate because I really wanted to hear what he had to say. And just he's always got some nice nuggets and some nice things going on. So anyways, I don't want, you know, like me, before I go to nugget number five, I just want to set the mood. Look like I've got another caller on the air. Thank you, caller, for streaming with us, and I just want to set the mood right now.
Thinking of the fear.
All right. I just had to play that. I mean, because how many of us, when we break up, we're holding back the tears. We holding back the years. But it don't have, I mean, it's okay to reminisce. You know what? Look like I've got two callers on the line. Caller, are you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes. Tell me.
Hello?
Have you? What,
I've been
can
here.
You,
I've been here, Dee. What is your question?
Well, my question is, I couldn't hear you at first. Tell me, what about your breakups? How have you dealt with breakups? Because that's what our topic is today, how to become a breakup warrior. You know me, I'm a breakup warrior. But I want to help people out there. Have you ever found yourself just like holding back the years and holding back the tears?
No.
You just. So what you're saying, just get over it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, oh my God! So you just know how to cut it off.
Mhm.
Okay. Wow. You are a breakup warrior. I like that. I like that. So, can you share how you do that? Like, are you just one of those type of people like
just
me
move
that
on.
Just? But it's hard to move on sometimes. Especially when you've been in a relationship for 2, 3, and 4 years or longer.
Yeah, that's a waste of time. I've never been in a relationship that long. So, yeah, those are years. Like, when it's time to break up, you should forget about the years and just move on to something else instead of going back and forth to the person.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very much
so. That's what I see a lot of people do. They don't forget about the years. They just person and go back and forth. But yeah.
But that's hard to do sometimes. You know, everybody don't have the I don't want to say maybe the word I'm looking for is courage.
Desperate.
Some that is true. Lonely, maybe.
Low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lonely. Low self-esteem and desperate.
Wow, that's why I said in number 4, stay busy, stay busy, stay busy. You know, because that's important. It takes your mind off that person. So I'm gonna move on to number 5. This is really important. This is really, really important. Don't call. Don't beg, don't harass, don't stalk. Don't do nothing with that cell number ever again. I mean, delete it, block it, do whatever you got to do. Leave him or her alone and let them move on, as my caller just said, period. Leave him, you just kind of nailed it there for me. Because nothing's more unattractive is someone who begs for the love, attention of someone else. The key takeaway here is, who do you love more, you or them? Him or her? Who do you love more, you and your kids or that other person? Seriously, in my opinion, something terribly wrong if you love someone more than you love God and yourself. I was always taught the order of how things should go in a person's life doesn't necessarily make me right about this, but I do believe that we should love God first, self second, family third, community fourth. This could be the basic order, or maybe should be the basic order. I believe that when we're trying to conduct life as usual, we want to keep those in a constructive order sometimes, because when we love God, then we can love ourselves. And when we love ourselves, we can love our families. When we love our families, we can love others. And, of course, there are times when we may put others first by choice, but not because we're trying to win over the approval of other people. Self-love is paramount when dealing with anyone or anything. So who will love, like I ask myself a lot, and sometimes when people come to me and they ask questions, you know, what do you think about this? I just ask them. I say, well, who will love and treat you the way you expect to be treated? Who will make you happy the way that you can make yourself happy? And who knows you or what's required of you more than yourself, more than you do? Only you. It's just important that we know thyself so that thyself can be content in all things. We have to be content, whether we're in a relationship, whether we're single. I love the single life. I'm not going to lie. I mean, and I think that's why at this point I don't want to be attached to someone, because I don't want to bring that type of vibe back into my life to where I have to go back and readjust again to being single. We as people should never expect anyone to totally complete our happiness. We may complement one another, but we're not totally going to complete each other. There's no way we can do that to someone. We can't complete someone. More so because, as I said, when I did my segment on relationship, people are fickle. And when people are fickle, love is fickle. We change like the weather. You know, it's like buying a new cell phone. And once we become acclimated to all the new features, guess what? It's time to move on to the next best feature on the other phone. It doesn't make that phone less, you know, like it doesn't work or less competent. It's just that we're tired of that phone and everybody saying, oh, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And so we want to move on to something a little better. Like I said, it doesn't matter that the phone still works great. More times than not, we just want something different, period. Love is fickle. So we must be careful not to think with our feelings, but we must think with facts. And that is a fact. So I'm going to move on to number six. On how to become a breakup warrior without having a breakdown. I got a caller on the air. One second. Give me a second. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am on the air.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We are on how to become a breakup warrior number six. So, like, number six is this. Find someone you can talk to when you feel like calling your ex. Call your bestie, call a relative, call Tyrone. I don't care. But just don't call him or her when you start to feel alone or lonely on those weekends when you have nothing to do, okay? I mean, it's okay to go Dutch. It's
right.
Okay to be alone. Perhaps. To go to the library, maybe take a little retail therapy just to get out and meet great positive people.
First and foremost, hold on. I don't want to cut you off, D. You know, but first and foremost, I think we should always call on God. You know what I mean?
You just
He's
missed
number
that
one. Oh, did I miss it?
You just missed it, but you
okay,
go right ahead. Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm still. Well, listen, first, I think we should call on God, like you said. You know what I mean? Like you said, a friend, a relative, anybody else. You know, but we forget that He's the number one. He's the number one that we should always call on, even though when we forget. And it's easy to forget because I forget. I am the first to admit that I forget all the time. Not all the time, but
more
you know
so
what I mean?
Not forget, but more so just like your first inclination is that, do I feel God's presence? Is He here with me? Because right now I don't feel
right.
That presence.
Right. But you got to remember that He is always there.
That is true. Which brings me to my next point on number six. So I know you're just calling in, you kind of, and I will go back and reiterate We're on number 6 right now, but you're absolutely right, and that was one of my first bona fide keynotes, is that we have to pray to God. That was number 1. But you're absolutely right. Like I said, you got to call somebody, but just don't call that ex. You know, and I'm going to tell you why. Because self-preservation is key to any breakup. That is, if you're trying to avoid a breakdown, okay? Because our emotions are there. We're human. We're human. Some people, they're just needy. And it's no fault of their own. You know, they're just kind of needy, and so they just got to have somebody. But one of the things I suggest is self-visualization.
Right, right. But I say, too, sometimes I think it's good to kind of go back and backtrack just a little bit. Not to the extent, but sometimes it's good to go backtrack a little bit. It may be cool to call that ex, you know, because that's a part of growth. That's a part of growth, to call that ex and talk to them, not necessarily meaning that you have to go back to them, you know what I mean? But it's a form of just like, okay, you know, I'm growing. I don't have to, you may know in your mind and heart, like, all right, I'm not going to deal with what I've dealt with in the past, but I'm grown enough. I'm grown enough now to kind of, you know, come to terms and kind of be able to, what's the word?
Come to terms with it. See, you must have been reading. You must have been listening in. You must have been listening in, because you know what? That is so true. That was number 2. Think out loud. Focus on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thinking about the good times will allow you to think good thoughts about the relationship and why the relationship was great in the beginning. B, focus on the bad in the relationship will solidify why the breakup was probably a good thing and why it's not such a bad idea that the relationship is over. C, while analyzing the ugly, will help you not to make the same mistake again when choosing a mate or starting a dating again. So what I hear you saying is sometimes you go back, you call, and you're absolutely right. That's going to tie into number 7, what you just said. Hold that thought, because that ties into number 7. But I do agree with you. If that person is reasonable, okay? So,
right.
As I was saying, self-preservation is key to any breakup. That is, if you're trying to avoid a breakdown, one of the things I suggest is self-visualization, where you can visualize nothing but good vibes about yourself and your future. So when you run into your ex, now this is my best friend right here. This I love this part. So when you run into your ex at some point in the future, he or she will see that the breakup only made you more stronger, healthier, prettier, handsomer, if that can be a word, more successful, and perhaps in a healthier and solid relationship. They'll be like, oh my God, you walking around with your new boo. And they like, damn, what I just missed out on. Look what I just, you know. And so, and that by him or her breaking up with you only created the opportunity for something better to come into your life. Now, that's karma, baby. That I'm talking about real karma, okay? Because like I've always said, you know, if someone can't recognize your worth and the goodness that you bring to that relationship, then you definitely want to, you know, hey, success is the best revenge. So, you know, and I like your analogy, which brings me lastly.
And what you just said, it also challenges you, you know, to your, like, from you making it like your final choice and decision, you know, and it, like, I don't know, what I'm trying to say is it challenges you to think that, like, okay, are you moving forward or are you going to go backwards?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, because that person may come into your life again, like your ex or whatever, and be like, okay, you know, they're doing good, but it challenges you to be like, okay, are you going? That's kind of like, that could be like the devil too, coming, trying to come back and get you back,
right,
and bring you back. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like, okay, because now they go want
to
be with you even more. So
to
now,
bring you back
like,
down.
Just, like
bring
are
you, back
you are you going to be strong enough to that? Basically, what I'm trying to say, the word is temptation. You know what I mean? Temptation is very tempting. You know what I mean? Because you'd be like, okay, dang, now they kind of, they want me all over again. Should I go back or should I keep, should I move forward?
Okay, so I've got
you
a caller.
You know what I mean? So
my
the temptation is real.
Okay, caller, you're saying that you were told you should never take an Xbox, right? Can you hear me, caller?
Yeah,
are
me?
You on the... No, I'm talking to my other caller on the air that just texted me. Okay, she don't. Are you gonna forget those years? She said, "Forget those years and start over." It was a waste.
Forget those years. See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, that's
right.
What I'm saying. Yeah, that's why you gotta forget those years. That's what I'm saying. It brings.
She's in
the
chat.
The temptation is very real.
So it so here's my thing then. I'm going to play the devil. It kind of depends. I get what you're saying, caller, in the chat, where you said that I was told you should not take an ex back, forget those years, it was a waste. However, what about those people who went back and got married again for the second and third, for the second time, and they and one or the other realized that they made a mistake? And so I think it depends on how healthy the relationship is. Maybe.
Well, I have to, you know what, I have to disagree with that caller, because I don't say forget, not necessarily disagreeing, but, you know, I would say you don't, I mean,
see,
sometimes,
I get
like
what
I said,
she
it's all
said
about
too.
That growth. It's all about the growth. And if you, because nothing's
but
new
if it
under
was
the
unhealthy,
sun. So basically.
If it's unhealthy, I think what she's kind of saying, if it was unhealthy, if it was, like, abusive, you don't want to go back to that.
Well, yeah.
That will never change.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go back to that, but everybody deserves a second chance, so change is good. And then it also goes to, like, compromising. So maybe everybody wasn't grown up to begin with. You know what I mean? At the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all get older and we know and we learn all about compromise. And then you can't bring everyone into your relationship. So if you got one of those relationships where you got the family involved, you got the friends, you got everybody involved, then it's not your relationship. It's everyone. It's for everyone. Because
that is
you're
true.
Going back to them, you're telling them
you've
things.
Got the key
and then
people.
That means you don't, you're not at peace with yourself. You don't have your own opinion about everything because you're listening to others, versus like kind of, you know, going
so
with
what
the
if
flow
somebody's
or just
giving
to
you?
Yourself.
Well, y'all know me. Okay, on that tip, y'all, you know, I'm going to tell you, y'all know I like to incorporate music. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, here's my issue right here. Here's my issue right here. No. Here's my issue right here.
Keep all of these bad. too many one night shows. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. I love, love, I'm bad at it. I just can't escape all of these bad habits. I have way too many one night shows. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby.
I keep messing up my love life.
You take me back and then I lie to you again. I slipped into the DM of your best friend. Oh God, I didn't mean it. Truth is I only messed up because you seen it. When I say I love you, girl, I swear I really do. I did some things to you, I knew it wasn't cool. Oh God, can you forgive me? I mean, look past all of my f***s and forgive me. Really,
so now you
me.
Gotta pray just for you.
Make a way.
Right back where I started. Don't take my advice. If I didn't know any better, I would think that I was solid. I told you a million lines, sorry a million times. Never wanted you to cry, baby. Got way too good at making it hurt. Cause in love, I was the worst, baby. I love, love, I admit I'm bad at it. Try to get over all of these bad habits. Way, way too many one night. Messing up my love life, yeah. I love, love, I admit I'm bad at it. Best in my life, but with all these bad habits. I had way too many one night. Messing up my love life.
If you knew, I wish that I could love you, baby. I keep messing up my love life.
If you knew, I bet I wish that I could love you, baby.
I keep messing up my love life.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, you got those.
Yeah, most definitely.
You got bad habits. You see what I'm saying? So, like, what Carla was saying in the chat is that you got the serial daters. They will never change. You got bad habits.
Right. Well,
so
that's with them. It's all in. We all got a part in us that will never change.
All right, I'm just playing devil advocate because, see, I'm trying to help people here to be a breakup warrior. Because, see, like, I'm going to tell you now, Usher begging on that song. He said, listen, baby, I love you. I just got some bad habits. I can't help myself, you know. So you can love two or three people at the same time, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I couldn't deal with that. I couldn't. I couldn't deal with somebody that like that. So I'm kind of like I said, it's a catch 22, but I get what you're saying too. I do. What you're saying is that keep people out your business. And that was a segment I did about a month ago. You know, but
you have to, because it'll have your mind, it'll have you wandering. You don't even know. You can't even think for yourself. You can't think
true.
For yourself.
But good advice is good.
I mean, it's okay to listen to other people's opinions and what they think about the situation. But then when you get that, when that becomes involved, you have to really start doing some serious thinking and deep thinking. Then you got to think even deeper. Now you got to be like, put what they said into play. Plus on top of yours, and you still have to make an executive decision at the end of the day, which should be your decision from the heart. But since you got all these other people involved, it's kind of like you're still thinking about what they said versus like, okay, making your own choices. And then I would ask for an opinion afterwards. You know what I mean? Versus like asking for opinions or
I don't know about all that.
Do what you want to do. Do
okay,
what you want to do, and then ask because you gotta fall. You gotta fall above your head, like they say. Fall above your head, learn from your mistakes. You know, and you have to.
World.
And I'm willing to. Sometimes I done came to the point now to where you know what. I'm going to just learn from my mistakes because sometimes your mistake might not be your mistake. It may
but
be
your mistake might be irreversible. But your mistake might
it
be
might,
irreversible. Irreversible.
It may be, but no mistake is irreversible. I mean,
yes,
there
it,
are,
is.
It is.
A lot of,
but,
many mistakes
I mean,
are irreversible.
They are. I mean, they are. It's just a learning experience.
It is a
learning
experience.
It's a learning experience because
well,
it's not.
Funny
you
say that.
Change. Things are meant to be changed.
It's funny you say that, and I definitely can respect your perspective, which is why we're doing this show, because you know what? People do have different perspectives, and that's one thing I'm an advocate of people's opinions. So this is going to, lastly, this is our last bona fide keynote for how to be a breakup warrior. Forgive. And you know what? And this ties in to what you just said, caller, about sometimes it's okay to call. You're absolutely right. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I just found out that a guy I used to date passed away, long-term relationship. We went back and forth for years. And one thing about it, I forgave him, he forgave me. And that's what number 7, forgive. In order to move forward down a more positive path, you must be able to forgive the person who broke your heart. I believe prayer, as you said previously, and medication is a powerful antidote when dealing with any type of relationship or friendship for that matter, especially when you're hurt and you feel like hurting somebody who has hurt you. You must, excuse me, you must give it all to the Trinity and let the Trinity be the punisher. Let God be the punisher and the rewarder of good and evil. So when you, excuse me, when you do the right thing by people, no matter how things look, you will be an overcomer in the end. Not only will God bless you and keep you in your right mind, he will also help you to see down the road why he allowed those things to happen the way they did. Now, I can tell you, I can't tell you, excuse me, how many stories I've heard of people saying how they thank God for not letting them marry this particular person or intervened and allowed them to not be with that person that they thought they were meant to be with. So more times than not, kind of like what my caller said in the chat, that, you know, you ask yourself, what was I thinking? Why did I want to be with this person? What was I thinking? I can attest to that. I've been there many times than I like to admit. A few times anyway, and God knew best. I look back and I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that relationship ended. I'm so glad I didn't end up with that person. I'm so glad that me and that person didn't work out because I see where they are and where I am at that particular time. So you're absolutely right, caller. You know, forgiveness is okay. You can call that person, and you're actually went back to what I said about number 2, think out loud. Focus on the good, the bad, and the ugly. And sometimes you have to go back because you might want closure. You know, it's not a bad thing to get everything out of your system.
Right.
Cry, scream.
Right.
Perhaps
and that's
call the
saying.
Person. Let me finish because I want to hit. I want to bounce off of what you just said because you know, for some people this does work. It's not a bad thing to get everything out of your system. You cry, you scream, or perhaps I do have this in my notes. Just call the person who dumped you to see if you can gain some sort of closure, especially if you didn't see the breakup coming. Now, don't be surprised if you don't get that closure you need or that closure you want, as some people don't feel that closure is needed due to the fact that he or she has moved on to the next best thing. At least that's what they think in their mind. However, calling that person can be a good thing to see, okay, what happened? You know, I mean, can we be friends? You know, because maybe you can be friends, you know, because maybe y'all can break up amicably. I think that's a good thing. If more people can break up being friends, guess what? We wouldn't see so many travesties that we see today with people breaking up, because people are fragile, you know? Their hearts are fragile. It's like, you know, no, you didn't. You know, as good as I've been to you, I've been there with you through the good, the bad, the ugly, and now you've moved on, you know, and stuff like that. But again, right, if you call that person and you don't get closure, you know, then I would say it's real. Don't think that you're the blame for that. What do you think?
Right. Well, with that being said, all I can say is thank God it's Sunday. Thank God it's Sunday. You know what I mean? Time for change. Let's all change. It's the day to be reborn again. Forget about everything that
only
that
on
happened.
Sundays.
And
you can be reborn
not,
any day,
day
on Sunday.
But Sunday
but I
is the day. Every day. But Sunday is the day, definitely, to be reborn again. You know what I mean? And forget about the past. You know what I mean? Forget about the past. Just let's all forgive. You know what I mean?
So are you friends with some of the people that you've broken up with or have broken up with you? Do you are you able to?
I mean,
I've done it before.
That and vice versa. You know what I mean? But like I said, let's just thank God. You know what I mean? Let's all renew ourselves and our hearts. So it was good piling in, talking to you today.
So you are friends with past people that you've dated. You were able to make that happen.
Not all. Just a few. And you know, mainly, they probably don't want to be friends with me. I'm probably the one. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they may not want to be friends, or it's like vice versa. Because I'm going to be the first to admit, I have no understanding on the other half. I just don't understand. Don't probably can't, and probably won't. That's why I say you got to start trying to compromise.
Well, don't compromise with people that are toxic, though, to you.
Right.
If you kind of like what my caller said in the chat, that, you know, if your ex never changed, they're an ex for a reason. And so I would not want to be part of a toxic type relationship, you know. If that's going to be something that's going to be putting me on an emotional roller coaster, then it's time to go. It's time to go.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, I agree with you on that one. I agree. But like I said, it's everybody has to grow up. Everybody has to grow up in the world, you know what I mean? Play their part, their position, and just not only trying to win the game, you know what I mean? You have to play the game fair. You have to play the game fair. Only people, you know what I mean? No one likes a cheater. No one likes a cheater. So always be fair in the game of love and just anything, you know what I mean? So like
but that's
I said,
an unrealistic expectation. It's never been that way. It'll never. I mean, if we can start learning how to be fair, and but sometimes, say the people that go to the dominant person in the relationship, and they say, "Hey, you know what? This is just not working out for me." Next thing you know, something happens to them, because this other person cannot break up. They can't be a breakup warrior. They can't just say, okay, listen,
right.
let's just be friends. Let's go back. Let's revisit this. Let's give each other time. Everybody are not healthy minded to be able
right, and that,
to do that.
Right. That goes to what I was going to say. Everyone's not the same, and everyone can't be like you. You know what I mean? So that's just like, I mean, we would all love to treat people the way we would love to be treated or vice versa, but that's the way of the world. It don't happen that way. It don't happen that way.
Unfortunately not.
You not go get into heaven basing the theory of life or just things off of that saying or that way just because you'd be like, all right, treat people the way you want to be treated. And if they don't, that's the problem. I mean, if you don't treat people the way they treat it, or you feel like you're not being treated the way you want to be treated, so you're going to the tit for tat type of person, that's not going to work. That's
mm-hmm.
not going to work, because you feel that, okay, well, they didn't treat me this way, so I'm not going to treat them this way. Well, obviously, the relationship is not going to work. It's going to come to an end. It's going to come to a halt, because you're that tit-for-tat type of person. So you have to be bigger than the other person and just be like, okay, and just start to be the teacher. You know, some people need that in their lives. You know what I mean? Just be the teacher and try to teach. And teaching is hard. Teaching is very hard, as we all know, during this time of COVID. You got the parents at home. They don't know what to do with the kids. They ready for them to go back to school because they're too much. So they really applaud the teachers right now, because they done got a taste of that. Like, oh, the kids, they're too much. I can't even teach. I don't see how the teachers do it. I admire the teachers now. I don't see how much it takes to be a teacher. You
right.
know what I mean?
So we're going to...
You
right, we're going to talk about being a breakup
warrior. You know, you don't
though.
Learn.
That's
you don't
a whole
learn
another
off of,
subject.
Yeah, some
yeah.
people don't learn that quick. They don't learn that quick or that fast. Well, like I said, I got to go, Ms. D, so I'll talk to you.
Well, thank
you,
for calling in, caller. You will be.
You.
Thank you for being the best part of the show. And, of course, you will be receiving our Real Rap Pack, as we always give
yes.
to our callers when they call in. Thank you for your input, your insight. And you have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Stay blessed. Much love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Later. You've been listening to Real Talk One-on-One with you. I am D Love, and I am our subject today is be a breakup warrior. I'm going to go ahead and recap, and we are going to end the show. Caller, do you have anything to add to that comment? Okay. All right. I guess not. So basically, we're going to go ahead and recap. Thank you guys for streaming in. Look like I've got another caller on the air. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here.
Actually, I've got another caller on the air, though. Can you hear me, caller? Okay. All right. I guess they don't want to talk. Okay. So basically, we're going to go ahead and recap real quick. I appreciate my last caller calling in, making some comments and everything, you know, and that's what this show is about, perspective. As I said, number one, as the last caller stated, sometimes we've got to go to God. And that was my first one. We've got to pray, because relationships are hard. And this is not something that's cliche. We definitely need God in our lives. We can't do it without him. I don't care whether that be with a friendship. I don't care what that be in a relationship. We've got to incorporate God into our lives on a daily basis. We've got to pray, guys. We've got to pray. Because in life, again, as I said before, and I'm just recapping right now, we will face lots of challenges that will require a deep and consistent prayer regimen to help us navigate through anything that we're going through. Number two, we've got to think out loud. We've got to focus on the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've got to think about the good times. And the reason being is that we've got to focus and reflect on the relationship and the good times, because I'm sure there were some good times, not just bad times. But when that all ends, we've got to move on and think about better things and new things to incorporate in our lives. So that is important. Number three, after all the emotions have settled, there's still going to be some salty moments. However, we've got to find something to do. We've got to basically just, like I said, pop in a romance flick. I know it does wonder for me because, I like to see how it works out, how the person, you know, and y'all know how the movies go. You know, you have these breakup movies, next thing you know, got the person running back talking about, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I messed up, blah, blah, blah. That always kind of helps sometimes. Number four, stay busy. We've got to stay busy, you know, and realize that the best revenge is success. So, especially after being dumped, because it's not easy being dumped. I've been dumped many a times, you know, I ain't going to lie. I've done dumping many a times, you know. So, you know, it happens to the best of us. However, I believe happy people are good people, meaning that you are moving toward a happy space in your life, which in turn will lead you to a happy place in your life. Number five. Don't call, don't beg, don't harass, don't stop. But as my caller said, sometimes you just move on. You just move on and leave it behind. And I couldn't agree 100% unless that relationship was healthy enough to remain friends. Because nothing's more unattractive than someone begging you, calling you, oh, what are you doing, stalking you, you know. And a lot of times we see it doesn't always work out the best. Number six, find someone you can call and talk to other than your ex. So call your bestie, call Tyrone, I don't care, but just don't call your ex, period, because you're only rekindling feelings that may never ever come back to be a benefit to you, if you will. So you want to let those feelings go. And lastly, we got to forgive, because holding on to unforgiveness, it only hurts the person that's holding on to the grudge. And in order to move forward and let go and allow God to bring someone into your, if you're that type of person that desires to be with someone, you know, and you desire to have someone in your life at some point in the game, but just staying prayerful, meditating, meditation is definitely a good, powerful antidote when dealing with any type of relationships or friendships for that matter. So, you know, guys, I am a breakup warrior because I believe in live and let live. And so when we live and we let live and we just allow people to do their thing and move on, then you know what? We can do better. We can have a better life, if you will. Okay? So with that being said, I hope that you can share this podcast with all your friends and your family. You know, this just helps, you know, those out there who just need to hear a word, or who just needs to hear some words of comfort, or maybe some words of advice. And as you can see that we've had a variety of people share their thoughts on this subject matter. So thank you guys for those that did call in. I appreciate you. And till next time, I hope that you guys have a wonderful Sunday. And I'll talk to you again. I want to dedicate this song to my friend, Mr. Omer Coleman Jr. Just found out that he went home to be with the Lord last year.
Thinking of the fear I had so long. for life.